It's the 1st of May. This is Audio Gravity number... We don't know. I'll start again. Audio Gravity, 1st of May, 2009. Hello. That's a bit better, isn't it? Apart from that babble I was just saying. Yeah, a few things today. I've got to get over to Oxford in the next hour or so. So this is going to be a quick mash-up bag of links and stuff that I've seen over the last few days. There's a few little bits of tech in here and there's a few little things that I just wanted to remark on that I'd seen. I don't know if you know about a program called Miro. It's a little application that does, it's very similar to iTunes in some ways, that it could deal with music and a video. But it's more from an open source homebrew collective of people who have built a system that includes BitTorrent in there as well. And it does keep getting better and better, but obviously in this economic downturn, they're having problems with donations and money in general. So they've gone about it a really clever way. They're asking people to adopt a line of code for $4 a month. Now, I think this is incredibly cool that they've actually sat back and looked at having a universal selling point to donations. And with over 46,000 lines of code, and it's obviously growing, it worked quite well. So for $4 a month, you adopt this line of code, and if that line of code changes, they'll basically send you any updates to your line of code, which I find really, really funny. And I might just actually donate just to get my line of code to see how that goes. Another thing I wanted to talk about, Cradlepoint. Cradlepoint are... providers of wireless router hotspots. So if you imagine your router that you have in your house for your internet connection, imagine a portable version of that runs on batteries. Well, Cradlepoint had a PH300, which I own, which is a great little hotspot router, which you can attach a USB device to. And they also do a CTR500, which you can put an express card in. Now, the great news is that they're adding WiMAX, and they're actually leading the industry when it comes to sticking WiMAX in these boxes. And if you have anything from a CTR 500 upwards, there is a version 1.51 firmware which will give your router WiMAX compatibility. So that means as soon as the WiMAX devices start rolling out, as in being able to buy one for your local area, then you'll be able to plug it into this router and it'll work, which is huge, because normally it's the other way around. You know, a new device comes out, but you have to wait for months and months and months before you get WiMAX or get it supported. I think Portland is probably going to be one of the first places in the world that has WiMAX. There's probably other places that are doing it, but I know that Cradlepoint are doing tests in Portland with their WiMAX for 4G, which is really exciting stuff. Elsewhere, I wanted to tell people that Firefox 3.0.10 is out, which is quite strange because 3.0.9 only just came out about a week and a half ago. So I guess they've either found some vulnerability in 3.0.9 that they just didn't shut, or maybe it was poorly coded, or somebody said, you know, this has this effect. I don't know. I need to look into the revision notes of that. Another thing to do with the iPhone version 3 OS, which is coming out, I guess, fairly soon. Saying that it will enable capture of video, but also editing as well. Personally, I think there's going to have to be another device. I don't rate the camera that much on the iPhone, and it must really, really sap the battery life to capture video from that camera. It takes a while for it to fire up as well. If there's one thing that I would like Apple to do, is give us something like a 3 or a 5 megapixel camera and have it almost instant on. I think one of the great things about Sony Cybershot mobile phones is that, you know, literally you can press the button and then you can take a photo. And I think you need that quick capture it moment ability to be able to get video or a picture. And I think, you know, a lot of people posting pictures on TwitPic and various sites like that, the faster they can fire up the camera to grab a moment, the better. Another video, last thing I want to talk about today, because I'm running out of time, it's coming up to four and a half minutes, www.cruel.com, just go and watch it. It's a crackers video, but it's a good one for Friday, I think, for all those mental shoppers of the weekend. Women, beware. See you tomorrow, guys.